Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we didn't get to during the course of the show today. I need an update from you, Lady Rock. Has there been any movement on the James Chepesky front with the jingle?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Did you reach out to him?
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't gotten back to us? He's gotten so big, unfortunately.
We waited too long.
We did. We should have struck earlier, and that's my fault. Because who would have known that James Chepesky, Canadian TikTok viral sensation, was going to blow up.
To the point that he's on tour.
Yeah, and
Is he really on tour?
Well, his tour.
His tour. Oh. He goes places.
Local.
You know,
yeah. House,
he goes places.
Garages.
He has a car. Maybe stay on it. Maybe he will. Like, please don't give up on this.
I'm not going to give up.
Please don't. We have this thing at work where we have to do these things called rocks, and it's like your goals for the quarter. It's very businessy. And so I had this in as a rock to get this done because Betty and Gavin got me this for my birthday because he was doing a jingle, or he would do custom songs, and so I wanted a jingle for the show because I'm not selfish. I'm not going to hog that genius just for myself. So I was like, yeah, let's do this. But then I didn't get Betty the stuff till just now.
Yeah, because we gave you that gift back in August.
Yeah.
His birthday.
Yeah, and so, like, I held on to, like, the idea of, like, okay, well, I need to give him some direction, you know, because he's not going to know what to do with this Christian radio show.
If you give him just open canvas, there's no telling what kind of...
Oh.
We couldn't handle it.
There'll be a fairy in the night. there'll be a cape. There'll be darkness. There'll be sadness.
I think there's going to be... If I'm, like, guessing on him, I'm thinking there's something about someone dancing on like the sound waves of the radio.
What you have to know about James Chepesky is he's this harmless guy that loves music,
just look
loves
him up
what
on
he does.
TikTok.
Yeah, he might be slightly delusional, but that's what like internet fame does to you. But there's something really likable about him though too. Hello, TikTok.
I love this.
James Chepesky from J Music Records.
If I just Google him, Google James Chepesky,
what comes
his
up?
Little initial you know Google search thing does say James Chepesky, and then his profession, it does go singer.
Like, nice.
It gives him that much.
And that's really not enough.
No.
To encompass the
entertainer.
What is. Yeah. yeah.
Is not even enough.
World influencer.
Music video
savant. World influencer, I like that. Yeah. Okay, those are all great suggestions. Mm-hmm. Somebody that Elvis would look up to could be on his resume.
yeah.
You know, and a dancer.
A legend in the making.
Poet. Renaissance man. Gardener.
Is he a gardener? A lot of things.
We don't know.
He could be.
He could do anything he wanted
to. Don't limit him, Gavin.
Well, that's tough because, like, I love the world of, you know, fantasy and fiction.
That's all I do.
And he crushes every part of it, but in a way that is just funnier.
Yeah, and he's great. And, like, to have a jingle for the show by him. I know we have one for Matthew West, which is great. It's a great, big, beautiful, wonderful Wally show.
Who's Matthew West compared to James Chepesky?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like,
please.
Like Matthew...
Different ballparks.
Matthew wishes he could be James Chepesky.
Matthew could roadie for James Chepesky, because James Chepesky's got the chops, and he's been there. Matthew could learn from him, you know?
He literally probably has chops. Like, I think he's rocking that, like, sideburn game.
Yeah. And I like that he's not even worried about his hairline, you know, like things like that that I worry about. That's what gives me hope, you know.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, bless. Betty Rock, like we all love the videos, but Betty Rock always makes me read the comments because the comments are great. You have people that get it, people that don't get it. And this is one of my favorite comments ever. James bought a smoke machine, which he used it. He had so much smoke in this video, you couldn't see anybody. It was like, poof, and one of the comments was, how much smoke would you like? Yes. I'm like, that was genius. So just keep working on it, please.
I will.
So we all got in here today, like the snowpocalypse still going on in Nashville. We got through what we thought was going to be the worst of it, but now it looks like it's going to do icy rain, and we get in at 4 a.m, so that's going to be a problem tomorrow. So we're putting in a best of show as a safety net. And so if we don't have a podcast tomorrow,
you'll know why.
That we were not able to get into work.
And honestly, if that bothers you, I want you to ask yourself, would you rather just skip one podcast in Aftercast or skip them for the rest of eternity.
Because I'm dead.
Yes.
And Betty's dead because I've been picking her up.
Yes. So ask yourself that question.
This has been really hard for me over the years because Betty Rock has a very different viewpoint. And it's honestly, it's a healthier viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Like, I always was raised, get in there. Doesn't matter what it takes. Get in there. Do the show. It's all that matters. And, you know, like, we had to put in one best of this week and no one died. You know, mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's the same thing. It's like, literally, no one will remember next week that we had a best of show in this week. And so what is the, yeah. Why is it worth damaging your property or getting hurt just to get in? And I understand, I think there's a balance between making it, not that you make excuses to not work, because some people do.
It's not like the school systems where they're like hearing, oh, there could be a chance of high wind, so we're going to cancel school. It's not
or
that.
Rain.
It's that. We're only doing this when it is seems like the dangerous. Smart thing to do.
Right. And because this is only a once a year.
Yes.
Maybe once every 2 years. It's just not this thing that, it's not the winter for us. It's 1 week of winter.
Yeah, and this one hit, you know, during the first of the week, so that threw it off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. That's what's going to happen.
Did you, like, fight back a yawn
I did.
There?
I fought back a yawn
it's
there.
Like, it was coming and
I had a weird sleep thing last night. Like, I went to bed. I was like, I'm not going to be able to fall asleep. And we had the air up to 75 in my house.
Ew.
My house.
Why?
Because my house has weird things where it's either hot or cold. Like, or like, it stays colder than it should.
Is it not insulated properly?
I don't know.
Is it on heat?
Yeah, it's on heat. Wow. Yeah.
I had my hotel room on heat at 63 degrees last night.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
It's cold. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Oh wow. Oh wait, he's
got to yawn. Sorry. I'm like sleepy tired
so
today.
What was weird about it?
I thought I wasn't going to be able to fall asleep. I like got in bed. I'm under the covers and all of a sudden, like within 30 seconds, I'm like, my legs are sweating. And so then I throw the blanket off. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so hot. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm going to toss and turn. And so I turned it down to like 72 or 3. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to sleep. And then I did fall asleep. I was so happy about that. Betty Rock just closed mouth yawned.
You're talking about sleep.
I know. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, and there goes Gavin. Nuts. Here I come. But then I kept waking up a little bit, like, throughout the night. Because I also knew I had to leave earlier because of the weather to get in to pick up Betty. And I didn't know what the weather was going to be like. Yeah. And I was a little stressed about it. Because, like, if I wreck my truck, whatever, I wreck my truck. Yeah. If I wreck my wife's car, I don't want it. Especially when she's like, why are you doing this?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And so.
Exactly.
I have a little bit healthier outlook on it now.
I'm glad to hear that. So, that makes me happy.
Good. Well, thank you.
You deserve a sticker for that.
I get a sticker. That's two today.
No.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you
please.
You can't exceed more than one.
No, that's not a rule.
Okay, if you throw a fit, I'm going to take the sticker away.
Can I just say something about stickers?
No. I have just an inkling of what your mother went through for 18 years.
The
and my heart goes out.
The idea of stickers is to encourage good behavior. And so the more stickers you can get, the better your behavior is going to be. And so, I mean, I picked you up because I know you're scared of driving. Your mom would give me a sticker because she loves me. And then
you're saying you deserve
I didn't drive crazy
a sticker for everything you do right,
just some big things. And I drove really good for you today because I had your tush warmer ready to go. Like, I cared about you. So just one for that, and then just one for the other thing. And then we're good. Like, that's good. That's a good
and
day.
And McDonald's
that's a
for
great
breakfast.
Day. Yeah, and I bought breakfast and went and got it.
She's
going to
store.
Good day.
She's storing all that up into one.
You know what? Yeah, just give me two. That's good. Just give me two. We'll settle for two. That was a lot of good from Wally today. I got one. Did I get one yesterday for not yelling at that lady on the phone?
You know
what? In the aftercast?
I don't think you did.
That is one I should have
deserved. But you got a sticker.
Yeah.
Well, I might have given it to you for that reason.
I think so. I think he did. Because that was tough.
But
I almost bit my tongue
off. There are also comments of things that you say off the air.
Yes. Yes.
So that should count towards taking away
I don't think you should take them away. Like, I think that you should give me frowny face stickers then. And that's fine. Because then I can look at the board.
Okay, I'll give you a frowny face sticker and I'll place it over the
Over.
Yes.
Just next to.
No, I'll place it.
So then I can see.
I'm running out of room.
I can see how I'm doing.
No.
Well, give me Gavin's board then. I'm going to need more because I'm crushing it over here.
I feel like if you get too many stickers, you're going to be too like good. You're losing your edge if you get too many stickers.
Well, trust me,
losing your edge.
Trust me, I'll say enough. If I see the stickers and there are too many good ones, you know I'm going to counteract that. So that's good. That can help me keep balance in the world. Apple. If you've got an iWatch, anybody got an Apple Watch? Do you have one, Gavin?
Gavin does.
So you got one. They are going to be disabling the blood ox monitoring feature on some of their new watches.
What you used at Chewy's the other day when you were like, my heart's going crazy?
I think that's the pulse he was using. Oh. There's a version of the Apple Watch in the Series 9 and the Ultra. It will take your blood ox.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know that normal thing they clip on your finger when you go to the doctor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing. Tell you how much oxygen in your blood. I don't know what that means, what it's good for. I know it's not good to go low, below 90 stuff.
Why are they taking it off?
Oh, this was what's interesting. I thought the same thing. Did they have a problem with it? Was it wrong? Was it, you know, a thing? But no, it was a copyright dispute. Because apparently they probably got the technology from somebody else. Because Apple hasn't dreamed up everything. The sliding screen that we all use, Apple didn't technically develop that. They bought that technology and then worked on it. I have a feeling the same thing. There's a copyright dispute over this technology. And so a court said, well, you can't use it then until this is resolved. So it's crazy what they can just disable, too. Yeah. Like, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, type, disabled on all your phones, you know?
That reminds me. Or your watch. I have a couple of friends that have an iRing. Have you heard of these?
Is that like an Apple?
It's a ring you put on your finger, and it's supposed to... It's like for health things, like it tests your heart levels and it tracks your sleep.
I've heard of these.
Anyways, so I have a friend of mine that she has one, and she was telling me the other day she had this huge bruise on her chin, and I said, "What happened?"
She sleepwalked.
Oh
my.
And she hit her head so hard that she can't remember.
Really?
She got a concussion.
She got amnesia? She doesn't know what she hit her head on?
No. She said that she remembers having a really bad nightmare, and she must have fell.
And it didn't wake her up?
No, because she found herself back in the bed.
That's crazy.
I know. And I said, has this happened before? And she said, yeah, it happened to me when I was in my 20s. Now, given she's probably in her 50s now, but in her 20s, she said that the only thing that woke her up was she was having a bad nightmare, and she woke up and She woke herself up because she was trying to claw at the blinds on the window, but they were the metal kind.
Ooh.
And so they were making that noise. And that woke her up.
Sleepwalking has always been a real freaky thing to me because I never believed
it's like
that.
Possession. I don't like it.
Like, I don't believe that somebody can't be woken up. Like, don't ever wake someone up if they're sleepwalking. I'm like, come on. And then I don't believe that they're actually asleep when they're doing these things that you see on video. But then you hear these stories, you're like, oh my gosh, I guess they really are. That's crazy. It's creepy.
Yeah, I know.
Zombies.
But anyways, with that, but with the Apple Ring, it shows like a spike. Like it shows her rhythm, her sleep rhythm, you know, and then all of a sudden around midnight, it just spikes up and then it goes crashing down.
That's when she fell.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I wonder if she went around the house to try and see if she could figure out what she fell on. Like what she hit her chin
on. They do have a set of stairs in their home.
Oh, gee. You know? Yeah. Lady Rock, what do you got?
I have good news for the grown-up kids. So if you are like Wally, you're in your 50s, maybe you're just considered an adult, but you just can't let your kid ways go. I have the upcoming new show for you. It is a Chuck E. Cheese game show.
Hey,
yes.
So what they're going to do is they're going to have contestants anywhere over the age of 18, and you are going to compete in supersized arcade games. So that'll include pinball, air hockey, alley roller, and the human claw. Nice. So alley roller is the one that you roll the ball to get into one of those circles.
Oh, right? It's like skee ball.
Skee ball. Isn't it?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
I've never heard it referred. Skee ball probably has a trademark, and so they probably have to call it something different.
And then pinball, like, do they put you in like a...
I bet it's going to be like...
a ball, and then they just hit...
Yeah, I bet it would be like life-size games, like Ellen's Game of Games. That was a good show, like, you know, where you were part of the game surface. Mm-hmm. I could see it being like that.
Well, all the contestants are going to play. You're going to compete in pairs. And the cool part is when you win a certain game, you get a certain amount of tickets, like you really do at Chuck E. Cheese. And then you can cash those tickets in to win a prize off the massive version of the Chuck E. Cheese prize wall.
I hope there's better prizes instead of like Chinese finger traps, you know? Yeah. And okay, full disclosure, I'm not a racist. I don't know if there's a problem historically with the word Chinese finger trap. I just know that that's all they've always been called at Chuck E. Cheese. Footnote. But with potties, I don't have to do that. On the air, I should have had to do that.
Yeah.
Just in case. Do you know the history of Chinese finger traps? No, and I don't care. Honestly, I don't. That'd be fun. I'd love to be on a game show.
I know you would.
Like,
kind of surprised you haven't.
One of the most frustrating game shows. My wife tried out for Wheel of Fortune. I really wanted to get out. She's good at Wheel of Fortune. I wanted to, like, Wipeout seems like it would be a lot of fun, but you don't get to practice. And, like, it's one of those things you think, okay, I could do this. And you take three steps and get hit in the face with that thing that knocks you off. You're like, well, that was fun. You're like, that would be such a waste, like, that game. I love American Ninja Warrior. You've got somebody that's trained, like, for a year to get on this show. And they've got that first thing where you jump from one side to the next side and you're alternating, just going between these inclined, like, ramps. Mm-hmm. Literally not a hard thing to do. But sometimes people's brains, like, lock up and they're like, and they fall on the first thing. You're like, you just wasted a year of your life to go out on the first obstacle.
That'd be you.
Oh, 100% that'd be me. I'd be so frustrated, man.
Like, I'm so excited about this. I can't wait. And they're like, and there
you're
going
to see me at the finish line. And then I'm in the water like 2 seconds in. Yeah. Do you have some birthdays?
I do. I have one from Robin and Elijah. They want to wish their bestest friend, Roro, Tyrone, a happy birthday. He's turning 54.
Oh, wow.
Happy 54th.
54. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, it's weird. Like 54, you go, oh, wow, 54. And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's younger than me. Like, yeah, I know, right?
Does that sound old to you?
Yeah, because then I was watching a TikTok video with this guy, and he's like, he's talking about his daughter's just irresponsible and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, and I've been on this planet for 54 years. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I thought you were like way older than me. I think a lot of people are older than me that probably aren't. Like Pastor Chad, he should be older than me. He's got 5 kids. I think he should be older than me. He's not. He's like in his 40s.
Yeah, he's in a different decade.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I feel that way when I see, you know, like I still feel like I'm probably in my mid to late 20s.
Do you? Because I feel like I'm in my like late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but well, I know that it's not true.
It's healthy though. That's
but when
good.
I see the kids that are now driving like at 16, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. You're a
they
baby.
They look like they just came out of their mother's womb.
I know. I know.
Like twice their age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary. Okay. So the question is, if you could only watch one sport for the rest of your life, which one would it be and what? Why?
Is this just for me or everyone?
Yeah.
For everyone.
I like it.
Curling. I love curling. I don't know why.
I'll go football.
Yeah. Football's a good sport.
Just guys.
Not soccer football, but football.
Not football.
Yeah. Real football.
Football.
American football.
I was at a restaurant. This was years ago. And they have TVs around. And they were playing a professional sport of tag.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've seen that. It's on ESPN.
Crazy metal gyms.
I was shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
adult
these
tag.
Are adult men.
Yeah.
Trying to dodge one another.
Yeah.
In a game of tag.
Yeah, it's so lame.
That's you watch it and you're like,
and there's dodgeball too.
They better not get paid.
But I sat there and
lots
watched
of money.
It.
Yeah, I've watched it. I think what I would like to watch is Australian rules football because it would take me the rest of my life to figure out the scoring.
Because it's like rugby.
No, Australian rules football. It's the one where they have the three goal posts and it's played. It looks like rugby and you're running around. You don't have gear on. You
what?
Kick the ball, you hit the ball, and then they have a score that's like three numbers across the top. And they get into the hundreds. You're like, what in the world? I have no idea
sounds
what
terrible.
How that game is scored.
I don't think I've heard of that.
Yeah, Australian rules football.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
I made it up.
No. It's a thing. It's a thing.
I thought you were going to say kangaroo boxing.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I'd like that. Yeah, that's not too bad.
I wouldn't want to see a grown man hit a kangaroo, though. That made me sad.
Yeah, some of those kangaroos are jacked, man.
But the kangaroos can hit the men. That's fine by me.
They look like they've been sitting there in the gym putting in the work, doing the reps,
I wish.
Man. I know. Like, there's a kangaroo I saw the other day. I'm like, how does he have pecs? He's like, ah!
And they always look like they're flexing,
they
too.
Look like they're mad and they're going to fight you at any point in time.
Me?
Yeah, like a wallaby.
I've seen a video of
it.
A guy like punching one.
Yeah,
you're like I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, they scare me.
Ugh. Well, all that to say,
odds are we're not gonna be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
but we'll see. and we'll maybe see you on Monday.
But you'll know. Here's a funny little tip, too, for people that there was a debate going on the other day about whether the show was live or not on Tuesday when we weren't live. People that listen, and we'll tell you this in full disclosure because we love you, but like people that listen to the show can listen to the podcast and the, you know, if they can listen to the regular show. If you ever hear us doing a topic like we do, but you don't hear the phone number given out on the show, then we're recorded. Mm-hmm. There's like an FCC stupid rule about this that we don't want to get fined on. And so Gavin has to go through, or Betty, who cuts it out? Gavin does. Gavin has to go through and cut out all the phone number solicits. Mm-hmm. So if you're ever hearing the show,
best we can.
Yeah.
Sometimes Wally is like, and that's what 855-33.
Yeah, I know.
What we're going to do with it.
It's so dumb. Yeah. And I don't think we should
You don't get, sometimes you don't give a lot of breath.
Yep.
And then 855, yeah, you're like, you said, it's just so quick. But we also have to, we had to start.
You have to go out
these
early.
Little clips at the beginning that'll say, boo, this is the Wally show, and it's our best of show. It's like,
it's all FCC stuff that none of us would choose. I know it's jacked up, but this is that's an easy way, just a tip for you, that if you hear the regular show or if you hear the podcast, I wouldn't be in there because we wouldn't run a podcast that day, but if you hear the regular show, that's what's up. So there you go. All right, that's going to do it. If not, we will see you on Monday, if not tomorrow, for another installment of the Wally show and the Aftercast.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.